heading into a peak LP gas demand season here, not only from a crop perspective, but to home heating as well, at least in the state of Iowa. Jay, what are you seeing this year? How are supplies? What do prices look like?
Supply is really, really good. I don't anticipate having any problems with propane supply this year. It's, the last 3 years have been good. We have not had cold winters. They have not been huge draws to the system. The biggest draw to any of the propane anymore is exports. The export terminals, we export a lot more than we use in the U.S. But and prices have been steady. I mean, they have not moved here in the past 3 years. I think for the past 3 years in a row, we've been the exact same price going to end users. So which is good. Maybe a little bit more, but not enough to notice anyway. So which is a good thing. And we don't anticipate having a big dryer. Last couple of years have not been big dryer seasons either. We don't anticipate having a big dryer season. We have some customers that are out and about and combining. Corn is dry. It's falling down. And so I guess our message is to those, to some of those guys is to make sure you go get your corn early because it might not be standing. Even one of our agronomists even made the comment, that the corn is so brittle that because I'd be scared to combine my corn into October. So.
Yeah, that's a, it's a little unique, obviously, to hear of a commodity that hasn't changed price in 3 years.
Correct. And my thing has always been if you can be at or below what you were the previous year, you should always do that, right? You should lock in those prices and because that anything else in our world that seems to like it goes up, it skyrockets up, but that's one thing that has been steady the last couple of years. It has not gone up with inflation. There's no doubt about that. It hasn't gone up that 3 to 5%, which is good for us, good for the consumers. Because everything else, look at beef and a couple other things that are extremely high right now, right? So, yeah.
I mean, even gasoline, if you get under $3, well, you're probably doing pretty good. Diesel fuel,
Correct.
you're under 350, that type of thing. It's interesting. The export market is the biggest demand user for LP gas. I guess I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it's huge. There's big export terminals down in the Gulf. And so when we get our propane supplies, there's, two real big hubs, which is they consider Mount Bellevue, Texas, and Conway, Kansas. And the stuff in Conway is the stuff we use up here in the Midwest. They have the ability to ship it up to us, or they have the ability to ship it down to the Gulf Coast. And it's all based on economics, right? And if they can make more money shipping it down to Mount Bellevue and then putting it on a ship and going over to Europe, that's what they're going to do with it. Or the Asian countries, that's what they're going to do with it. So it's a big piece of what they do. In natural gas, a lot of natural gas goes over to Europe too, same thing. It's a pretty big deal to ship it all over. So
Do we use less LP now? I mean, I understand some of that's based on weather and drying conditions, that sort of thing. But big picture wise, are we shifting to natural gas more and more or other forms?
Yeah, I mean it goes back, the petrochemical demand, they make a lot of plastics out of it, right? Obviously, and
Sure.
they can run, so those pet chem, that's the biggest demand of it anyway. Those pet chem things can they can run either all natural gas to make plastic, they can run all propane, they can run any mixture of in between, and so they do whatever's the most economical for them. That they turn on switches or turn off switches, and that's ultimately what all of our plastics are made out of, and that's what they do. And so it goes back to the same thing. It's all about cost. Whatever the cheapest feedstock they can get is, and that's what they use.
Let's talk diesel maybe if that's in your wheelhouse here.
Absolutely.
Oil prices around that, what, $70 a barrel mark? I suppose that's where we should start, huh?
Yep. Has been steady. It's been in a holding pattern here for the last, since probably last fall. We've had a few ups and downs, but for the most part, it hasn't moved a lot. Concern with diesel this fall is we are at, I can't remember, if it was a 20-year low on in the Midwest for diesel supply. So it is, and we've kind of talked to our customers a little bit about it. It is a little bit of a concern going into fall, especially if we get a large demand if the demand doesn't stop, like if we don't get any rain events or events where we have to slow down, it's continuous. There will be terminals that'll run out. We had terminals run out this spring. You get up into the Northwest Iowa area over west, they did have some issues, but that's not completely untypical for that area that happens. Your major supply points, which are like Omaha or Council Bluffs or whatever, and then Des Moines, Iowa City, which is central. Those ones are usually pretty good. You get some outlying terminals, and it's just the supply. They just bypass those terminals because they're secondary or third options. They just start keep with the primary terminals. So to us, it's a little bit concerned. My thing is get the tanks full now. You have supply. And we've always said it gives time to this for the system to reset too, right? A lot of people want to wait until they go into the field, and that's good, but we've always used the analogy in a propane world, they don't build the church for Easter Sunday, right? So when we have these huge drying demands, when we have these huge demands, is the pipelines aren't sized for fall harvest, right? They're sized to work year round. They're not building new pipelines. As demand gets more, that doesn't change. So when we have these big events, we load up on storage. The terminals do the best they can, but once their supplies are down, they're just at the mercy of refilling. And it's not like we always say, stuff flies up a pipe. It moves about 3 to 5 miles an hour. It doesn't move fast. Yeah. So everybody thinks this pipe really flies. It doesn't move that fast.
I'm assuming you're talking about off-road fuel, Ruby Red.
Yep. Yeah, correct. Well, off-road, on-road doesn't matter. I mean, it's the only difference between on-road fuel and off-road fuel is the dye. They just inject the dye at the pipeline. So otherwise, it's diesel fuel to them. Gas supplies seem to be all right. It's the premium has been in and out this year. It's just kind of an odd thing with that now they're going back, switching back to. They'll start switching back to the low or the higher RVP, which is the reed vapor pressure gas. So supplies tend to get a little tight this time of year because the when they switch the less volatile gas this time of year, it actually costs more to produce the higher volatile or the less volatile gas. It costs more to switch to. The higher volatile gas is easier to produce. Takes more feedstocks. They can do a few things, and it's cheaper for them to produce. So they want to produce as little as low vapor pressure stuff as they can. So this time of year, tendency to get a little bit low on supply.
Yep. Sounds good. Jay, I appreciate it as always.
You bet.